Now back to the Employment Law Show with employment lawyer Lior Samfiru on News Talk 580 CFRA.
All righty, welcome back to it. Good to have you on the remainder of the show. Reaching out to Mackenzie Irwin, who's doing all the heavy lifting on the show today. You can do that when we're done. No problem. 1-855-821-5900. 1-855-821-5900. You want more of a lengthy private conversation with Mackenzie, that's how you do it. Email as well, help@employmentlawyer.ca. Let's continue on our talk about temporary layoffs and termination for cause and all that stuff. It's all being touched in this show, so we're going to get to more of these. Fired for cause, big question. Do you get severance if that happens?
So now, if it truly is cause, then no, you're not entitled to any severance. However, it's not up to the company to decide whether or not it's cause. So a company saying that they have cause does not hold really, it doesn't really hold much weight. And it's very important that employees don't just assume that their employer is right. If you've been fired for cause, it's really, really important to speak to an employment lawyer right away, because 9 times out of 10, when someone comes to me because they've been fired for cause, the company's actually wrong and the employee is entitled to severance. So in my practice, I tend to notice that people when they're fired for cause, they tend to see the writing on the wall before they're terminated for cause. They can see that their company is trying to build a case for cause against them. When it's someone who's got, you know, a new, whether it's someone who's got a new manager after 15 years with the company, and they're going through a change, and all of a sudden they receive a performance improvement plan or their first warning in 15 years, that person really needs to come speak to an employment lawyer, myself or one of my colleagues, as early as possible, because they shouldn't wait until they're actually fired for cause, you know, because if you speak to us earlier, we can really help that person structure a strategy to navigate this tricky situation. And the earlier you speak with us, the more that we can really be of use to you.
And again, reaching out to Mackenzie now that you mentioned it, 1-855-821-5900 and help@employmentlawyer.ca. Chances, as far as that's concerned, how many, you know, quote-unquote chances should an employee get in this case?
Yeah, and this is a tricky one. You know, there really is no black and white rule for this. So, the more minor the incident, the more chances the employee should really get to correct that behavior. Another factor to consider is the longer that you've worked there, the more chances that you should really get to correct it. You know, in almost every situation outside of knowingly committing criminal misconduct in the workplace, you should at least be given a few chances. So there's a very narrow set of circumstances where it's kind of a one shot and you're done type deal.
How does an employer, speaking from an employer side or speaking for an employer now, how do they start to build a case to terminate somebody for cause rather than, as we've mentioned earlier, just pulling the trigger and dropping them right away for one incident?
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is a really, really incredibly difficult and tricky situation to navigate. An employer is going to have to use progressive discipline to build that case for cause. And they've got to really meticulously document every step of the way. So it's really important that an employer, you know, if you're thinking about that you might have cause or that you should be terminating an employee for cause, it's important to, you know, speak with an employment lawyer before pulling the trigger on that. So to make sure that you actually, you know, you've got your ducks in a row. So in terms of that progressive discipline, it would really start with an initial disciplinary meeting, usually where the employer is clearly telling that employee what the issue is. The employer must really clearly communicate their expectations, provide that employee with the coaching and or training if appropriate. They should be holding regular meetings to support the employee to make the expected change. And give them ample opportunities to and time to make that change. The employer is going to also need to be mindful of whether the performance issue identified is, you know, possibly the result of a potential illness or disability with that employee. So for example, if your employee is consistently late or not showing up to work, that's one that I often get from my employer clients. It could be the case that those behaviors are actually the result of maybe an addiction or a mental health illness that the employee is actually struggling with. So legally speaking, employers have a duty to inquire as to whether these performance issues might be the result of a disability or an illness. And if so, they need to accommodate that employee. So if your employee is suffering from an illness or a disability, the employer should really be providing them with support, the resources to help them, and ultimately the accommodation, rather than jumping to terminating them for cause. Failing to do so really opens them up to potential liability for human rights damages or additional damages above and beyond the severance that they're owed if they do jump, pull the trigger and terminate someone for cause who's really actually just suffering from some sort of illness or disability.
And that's a good time to send out a reminder now to, small, medium, or large employers for that matter. If you're considering doing that, you want to know the steps to take, proper steps to take, so you don't get in financial hot water especially. You can reach out to Mackenzie anytime, 1-855-821-5900. Get to an email here. Ryan says, hey, Mackenzie, a coworker keeps viciously harassing me on a daily basis. When I first reported it to my supervisor, they spoke to the worker, which stopped the issue for a while. But it has since started up again, and now my manager says I'll just have to deal with it. Some days I can barely drag myself into work due to the stress. What are my options?
Yeah, you absolutely have lots of options here. Mm-hmm. No employee should ever have to experience this kind of harassment in the workplace. And you should never be told, you just have to deal with harassment. In fact, the government has gone to great lengths to enact laws to protect employees from harassment in the workplace and to hold employers to specific standards and required actions so that employers are ensuring that they're offering a harassment-free workplace. If you're being harassed at work and your employer is not doing anything about it, this is likely a constructive dismissal due to a toxic work environment and you're entitled to severance. So, what I would suggest to Ryan here is that he speak with his doctor about what's been happening to him at work and how he's feeling. It sounds like Ryan's maybe suffering from some sort of medical issue as a result of the harassment in the workplace. And if Ryan's doctor agrees, he should write a doctor's note for Ryan to be off work. The most important thing we have is our health, and no job should really require you to sacrifice that. So once he's removed from the harassment, Ryan should contact an employment lawyer to determine the best course of action. But ultimately, this is likely a constructive dismissal.
And that is it for another show. Mackenzie Irwin right there. You want to reach out to Mackenzie now or any other time, 1-855-821-5900. I'll give you that email again, help@employmentlawyer.ca. And then pocketemploymentlawyer.ca, the website, free and anonymous too. And we'll catch you next time, Employment Law Show.
You've been listening to the Employment Law Show with employment lawyer Lior Samfiru. The Employment Law Show airs every Saturday at 5, right here on News Talk 580 CFRA.